here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
This your boy Al.
And L, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, man.
I got a week off.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I meant to ask you about that.
What happened?
You play hooky, man.
I ain't play hooky.
Use one of your PTOs.
What?
You use one of your PTOs.
My PTO?
Yeah.
When you talking to Mr. King, as in Mr. Burger King, Mr. Burger King can take off any day he wants.
Next time, let me know.
I did let you know.
No, you did.
What do you mean? You showed up?
Nah, what it was, I sent you a message probably around Monday. It was like, yo, such and such time, I'm going to get back to you.
Yeah.
And when you got back to me is when I was riding by your house.
You had your brother in the car. You knew we weren't recording.
We was going bike riding then. I already knew we wasn't there.
Yeah. but yeah, we ain't had nothing to talk about that week anyway. So, and right. It was leading up into the holiday. Was it after the holiday?
It was after.
After the holiday. Yeah, so you know. But yeah, we here now.
Yep.
Yeah, we here now. Yeah, what you do for your holiday?
I ain't do too much, you know. Ate, chilled out. I ain't do too much, man. I lay low. Stayed in the house. Went riding.
Bike riding.
Yeah, that was it.
Shout out to bike riding.
Found a couple new places.
Your family ain't did nothing?
Yeah, you know, they was at the house partying up. I was gonna send you a picture of them cinnamon rolls.
Ooh, them cinnamon rolls be busting.
Yeah, I was gonna send you a picture. I ain't not bring them, but send you a picture. What? You know,
just you passed by the house anyway. You could have bought me a cinnamon roll, beloved.
What I look like?
That's what's wrong with us as brothers. We act like we can't finesse one another. You
look
know?
Like Uber Eats.
Yeah, kind of. But yeah, I ain't did nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just I went to my homeboy house. Him and his wife. They always have people over on Christmas Day. So went over there ate.
I thought you was laying low, man. I ain't think you do the Christmas thing.
I was laying low. I ain't bought no gifts. I just went, you know.
Gotcha.
Fellowship with my people.
Gotcha.
That was it.
You say Merry Christmas when you walked in?
Hell no. I said, what up? What up, though? That reminds me, Geno Jennings. It's a post he had put on social media. Somebody had put, and he was, shout out to Bojangles. And he was talking about Christmas and stuff. I might repost that for y'all to see. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't did too much though. What I did do though was, so on the Monday before Christmas, my job, you know, they had a little thing for employees. They had like a Christmas party thing. I had left to go to the gym to play ball. But
you left while they was doing their Christmas thing?
No, I left right before.
Oh, okay.
But I was informed that I won Employee of the Year. So,
okay.
So shout out to me, Employee of the Year.
Whatever. What noise is that? The waves?
No, that's applause.
That's applause. Yeah. Okay.
But headphones.
You deserved it?
Oh, of course. I deserved it.
Are you a team player?
Yes, I'm a team player.
No, team the company, not team.
No, I'm a team player. Yeah, everything worked together.
All
right. You don't get Employee of the Year being selfish. You know what I'm saying? Not of the month. Employee of the Year.
Of the year, Craig. Of the year. Yeah. Of the year, Craig.
So when you see me in the streets, you know what I'm saying, address me accordingly. Yeah. What you watched over the time we was gone, man?
I watched that Dave Chappelle stand-up.
Okay, yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah.
And towards the end, it got a little rocky.
Why you say rocky?
Because the lead-up to a certain joke.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end, I'm not gonna, you know, reveal what he did at the end, but mm-hmm. you could tell he pulled it from something else. He even said he was going to take it from his closer from such and such.
Oh, yeah, because he said he had two closers.
Yeah, so he ended up doing both closers.
Yeah, which is something that only, like, really Dave can do. Like, he telling you what he doing, because he did that on the other one. He was like, I got a joke, and somebody was like, no, I can make a joke out of anything. Mm-hmm. And somebody yelled out, kick her in the pussy. He was like, kick her in the pussy. So he going to, on his other one, and he going to telling this story about how he went to his homeboy house and when he was younger, and they made stovetop, and they were so ready to eat stovetop or whatever. He ate it. It was nasty. And he kicked in the pussy. But the whole time, like, he went all the way around to get back to that. Yeah. But it was, like, genius. And, like, you didn't see that coming or whatever. He was like, yeah, when I was 12, I went to, you know, Dave Taco, though. But, yeah, that shit. But, like, that closer. And then when he bought it back from earlier.
From what
he was talking about to the end, that shit was great. That shit, it was good.
He had a lot of clever stuff. Yeah, he had a lot of clever stuff. Do you think he's one of the greats? Oh, you gonna say the great?
Might be.
No, man.
Might be. Cause he ain't never had a fall off. The only reason why people say he not the great now is because of the trans stuff. He lost a lot of, like, you know what I'm saying, fans with the trans stuff, like how he kept doing the trans jokes. Mm-hmm. But other than that, though, you know what I'm saying, there ain't really too much people can say about Dave, like, as far as on the negative.
Can you say the great? The best?
Who did what Dave did?
I mean, a lot of comedians, you know.
Who?
Red Fox.
What did Red Fox do? Red Fox had a TV show, but Red Fox ain't TV show wasn't like Dave's show. 50 million off it.
You can't say that because it was back in the day.
You can say that. You can actually look at numbers.
You can adjust
for inflation.
You can't go by the numbers.
Yeah, you can.
Then, you know what? If you go by the numbers.
And his show came on network television.
Yeah, if you go by the numbers, then.
Numbers are.
Red Fox might win.
Number, you know, of specials.
Why? You know why? Because Red Fox only had. Back then, it was only what? Seven channels. People watched it.
I'm talking about numbers as far as ratings and as far as money.
You can't go with money. I can't go with
money. You can go by money.
Not for...
You got to factor in all of it. I say you, but as a whole, you got to factor in everything. Like, you might say somebody like Paul Mooney is the greatest, but Paul don't have, like, the crossover success. It's like you said, Red Fox. Red Fox had a TV show on, like, NBC or whatever channel Sanford and Son came on. He was in, like, movies and stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? But... Dave did it all. He did everything that all of the comedians, like every level of comedian stuff that you got to do to be considered a great this, Dave did it.
So he's better than Eddie Murphy?
Stand up, yeah, because Eddie Murphy stopped doing stand up.
All around. He better than Eddie Murphy?
All around, yeah.
Oh, man.
When's the last Eddie Murphy special?
I can't go by that.
That's stand up though.
Yeah, but I'm going all around.
When you say all around, like what?
Crossover.
Dave got him.
Nah, donkey. Shrek.
That's cool, but I'll say he might have a bigger like Eddie Murphy got the bigger movie stuff. Dave got the bigger TV stuff. And Dave got the bigger stand up stuff. Like, Ron Delirious is cool, but those only two, and them shits, I barely was alive when those came out.
Nah, but those are blueprints. Those are blueprints for real. Like,
you could say Richard was a blueprint.
There wouldn't, that's what Eddie Murphy said.
What Richard was, right?
Yep.
So Eddie can't be the blueprint if Richard was the blueprint.
Nah, because he brought the rock star to it. He brought the...
Even if he did, somebody still can surpass. Like, it might be somebody coming up that's going to surpass Dave. But right now, Dave, like, all his specials, all the stuff he does, like, he just went over to Saudi. They mad because he went to Saudi Arabia and did it.
So right now, that's what you say?
That's what I say.
Right now?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you say Eddie, now, somebody's...
If you say right now, then I'll agree with it.
No, I mean overall. Like until when I mean right now, I mean, like, of past and present. Included he the GOAT. But until until somebody else come along later. Like at one point, it was Chris Rock to me. When he did Bigger and Blacker.
Never, never. Chris Rock never was the greatest.
You just don't like his comedy.
No, I like all of it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but he can't, you can't put him in the greatest.
Why not?
What? When Bigger and Blacker was out, he didn't have crossover.
That was his crossover?
No.
That's what took him crossover?
No.
Yes. He came out with videos on MTV.
Come on, man. Eddie Murphy did the same thing.
Nah. What
Party
you call
it? All the Time.
Party All the Time was on BET, not MTV.
Nah, it was on MTV.
That's Party that's All the Time
old,
was on
that's
MTV?
That's how old it was. Yeah, MTV.
You got
me. And Rick James was behind that.
Yeah, Rick James wrote that. Yeah.
But
he wasn't even rapping. He wasn't rapping or singing. He just had LaVert singing No Sex in the Champagne Room, and he was talking.
He had
movies.
I don't think he ever was as big as Eddie Murphy, though.
Chris Rock?
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live?
Eddie Murphy did it, too.
But I'm saying, I feel like he was just
Donkey
as big.
From Shrek. You ask any little kid.
They don't know that's Eddie Murphy. That,
if Eddie Murphy did the voice or whatever, they know.
They'd be like, oh, that's Donkey. But they wouldn't be like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's Eddie Murphy. Like, Donkey is Eddie Murphy.
That's what the little kids, that Donkey is Eddie Murphy.
Nah, I don't think so. Like, I didn't know. Inspector Gadget was my favorite cartoon growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the actor was, you know, who it was until he played in something else and I heard his voice. I was like, oh, that's the dude who played Inspector Gadget.
Who was the actor?
I forgot his name.
Dang, I don't know that one.
He played in a show. No, he played in a show called Get Smart.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Okay, I know you're talking
that's
about.
That's the actor. Yeah.
Oh, that's, okay.
That's the actor that did the voice for Inspector Gadget.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
But yeah. I think Dave was just as big as Eddie Murphy.
Right now.
At a point in his life. Now, yes, definitely now. But I think it got to a point years ago where he was up there with Eddie Murphy as far as popularity. And this might have been before, because Bigger and Blacker came out before Shrek. Right?
It possibly did.
But to me right now, Dave is the greatest of all time as far as comedy. And people don't like it because he don't like do slapstick comedy or he don't do like the, what's it called? Like, you know how, what's my man do? Kind of like Cat Williams style of comedy or, you know, some people like a
Kevin
certain
Hart.
Style. Not even Kevin Hart, like Mike Epps style of comedy or he kind of different. Like his jokes like longer. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole long time of him telling a story to get to the joke.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't like that style of comedy. Like, he teaching them something.
He do have a different style. But I think he got that style from, I think that came from from Richard Pryor.
I don't know, because Dave didn't used to be like that.
No, he wasn't. He used to not.
I think he just grew into that, like, telling a story type stuff. I think just over time. And he got, like, super comfortable on stage, like, he out there smoking a cigarette. He, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes he just stand there for 30 seconds, 45 seconds, just thinking or whatever. But
Shrek did, Bigger and Blacker did come out before Shrek. 99 and Shrek came out in 2001. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I be knowing a little bit what I be talking about when it come to this stuff. What else you watch? I watched that too, though. I thought it was good. I need to watch it again. What else did you watch?
Stand up on Netflix.
What's that?
Ali Shaqui?
Ali Sadiq.
Sadiq?
Yeah.
That's how you spell Sadiq?
S-A-A-D-I-Q.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Ali Sadiq. I was supposed to go see him in Charleston like last year sometime.
Yeah, he got a stand-up called Monday.
It's new?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if he filmed part of it in Charleston.
6 days ago it came out.
Okay, I might check that out.
And he puts all his on straight to damn YouTube.
Oh, all his stuff was
all
straight
of them.
YouTube?
Yeah.
So you said this was on Netflix, though?
No, YouTube.
Oh, you said Netflix.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
YouTube.
Yeah. Okay.
All his stuff goes straight to YouTube.
Straight to YouTube. Mm-hmm. The thing that got me to know Ali Sadiq was it was a bit he had did, but somebody animated it.
The prison?
The Mexican got on boots.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
You didn't see that one? It was in prison. Yeah. It was in prison, but
I saw the prison scene with the big guy. The Green Mile like kind of guy.
Oh, that might have been another one because he did do time.
It's probably the same stand up.
It could have been, but he talk about jail all the time, so it could have been not. But he, they animated him when he was talking about the Mexicans got on boots. Mm-hmm. Man, that shit was it was brilliant and it was hilarious, man.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's real good. He really, I laugh more on that than Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, like because his is like
Dave Chappelle got that long story.
Long story, line, yeah. But then he tied know, in, yeah, which make it like it make it more brilliant. Like Cat Williams stand up. Cat Williams had me laughing like the whole time.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but it's like, just kind of like some of it is more light and more laughing, whatever.
Did you watch? Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
It's like rappers and punchlines. Some rappers, punchline, punchline, like, punchline. Ooh, yeah. And some other rappers, you know, they rap this and this and like, then it's oh, a punchline somebody, and then, you know, rap a little bit more in the punchline.
Yeah. And somebody come out with a video like, yeah, you know, in this song, he really was talking about such and such and such and such. Yeah. Was the beat good, motherfucker? Did you watch Kevin Hart's latest special?
No, I forgot about it.
Yeah, it came on there. It was on
no,
Netflix.
No, I did see it. I
was talking about growing old.
Yeah, yeah, I did watch it.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
It was cool. He was talking about
being old. My cousin loved it. My cousin loved it.
Why? You think?
I don't know. He just said, I thought it was pretty good. I didn't think it was bad. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was his greatest one either, but
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just thought it was good. I was, you know, I was entertained by the end, but I saw people say that. I think that's just them hating on Kevin Hart, but I saw people say, man, I turned it off in the first 5 minutes and this, that, and the third.
Now, I did turn it off, but I didn't turn it off the first 5 minutes.
Oh, you didn't finish it?
Nah, it was over.
Oh, damn. It you was one of them niggas.
Nah, it was funny, but it was like, man, I'm going to bed. I don't have to go back and watch it. Like, damn. I don't feel
you
like
you might have turned it off. You might have turned it off before the really funny part.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you might have.
I watch a good amount of it, but
You get to the part where he was talking about racing?
Nah.
The foot race? Oh, yeah, yeah. You need to get to that part. That was the funniest part to me. That was the funniest part to me.
Why? Because you related?
I kind of did. I think we all did it at our ages because all of us about the same age.
Who's all of us?
Me, you, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart got to be older than us, man.
Nah, Kevin Hart, 43.
Oh, yeah. So he ain't my age.
Yeah, close enough.
I'm younger than that, baby.
I hear that. What else you watch?
That was it. You know, Mayor Kingstown.
Okay. I was on that too.
Off the hook.
You all caught up?
Yeah.
I don't think an episode came out.
Monday it didn't, right?
When did it come out? Monday? On Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah.
No. The episode came out on Sunday. Oh, the episodes come out Sundays.
Okay, so I might get to see it today. Hopefully the...
Oh, yeah, today is Sunday.
Hopefully it do come out.
I think it come out Sunday night at like 8 or 9 o'clock. They put it out at 8 or 9 o'clock. Yeah.
That shit is off the hook.
Yeah, it's good.
This got to be the best season.
It probably is. It's the Mayor Kingstown is one of them shows where like it just... Some of the stuff that happens is not like the train stuff. That ain't happening. The train ain't gonna be on fire and rolling.
Yeah, but that's you say that because you drove trains.
But I'm just saying,
if you're
like,
not a train driver. It's okay.
All right, some of the photography stuff that people be doing with cameras and stuff, and they doing this and that. You could be like, I see what they're trying to do, but that's not the right lens.
Nah, but I wouldn't down it. It wouldn't lose no points.
See, it loses points because to me, that part of it, like what it was doing, it was like a major part in the show. Well, maybe not to somebody who don't know. So that probably just, like you said, that's just me.
Yeah, but that part right there might just be you, but it was a scene, like it was over the top.
Flamethrower?
Flamethrower was it too.
What other scene was over the top?
The train scene.
That was over the top?
Yeah, like the whole...
The bull getting out of jail, that was kind of over the top.
Oh, yeah, he walked out of jail.
Yeah, they ain't did no kind of checks.
Hey, they was in the back of the truck loading it up.
Yeah, yeah.
They could have...
But it could be easy getting out of jail, though.
Not that jail, was in.
I have delivered... You know, I had 1,000 jobs, but, you know, in one of my jobs, we would deliver the jails, and, like, if the... You know, your truck came, like, it really was, like, very little check getting into jail. And there's so much product on my truck that somebody could have got in there hid in the truck because they don't really check you going out. Like, all right, you got to deliver, all right.
Yeah, but that's certain jails. Like, the jail they was in?
To me, that
shit was like Attica. There's no.
You think so?
What? That was top tier security jail. You know, they got the minimum jails, like, you know, like over here, you know, right around the corner here.
Yeah.
Would they be over there? That's minimal.
That ain't even. That's more.
That's
like,
workspace. That's workspace. I've
delivered to federal jails, state jails. Some jails are more, you know what I'm saying? But like when you delivering like food, mm-hmm. and you got, it be kind of lax.
Man, the warden just got killed in the jail last year.
He did?
Yeah, the old
warden. At that place.
The black guy. Remember?
But how they be like, boy, come in there all the time. Then he go wherever. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of that kind of stuff, you know, like you said, like if I was like a person that worked in the jails or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it'd be like, can't do this. You got to do that.
Apart. Yeah, you're picking apart.
But
what about that big scene?
Which one?
When they had the security guard go clean up the shit.
Go clean up the shit. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He went crazy in there.
I probably would have went full, too. I
would
have left. Yeah, never know.
I thought he was leaving, too. I thought he was just going to walk out of here.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
He came back in there.
But they already was punishing him already. So, you know, he was pissed off because they was punishing him, making him load up all of the magazines.
Nah, it's he's not all there.
Yeah, but you know, they took him off because he had beat somebody up. He headbutted somebody.
He grabbed a guy
through the thing and made him bust his shit. So, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But yeah, this show is good.
But you know you're not all there, right?
Yeah. Because like, really he came not. From a, another jail or whatever.
You seen the scene where he was in the car?
And he was
watching the warden?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not the warden, but the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you watched that. What else you watched?
That was probably it. Mm-hmm. That might be it. I can't remember anything else, but that might be it.
I watched Stranger Things.
Oh.
I watched that. They put out the first part, and then they put out the second part on Christmas. They put out 3 episodes, and then they're going to put out the last episode.
Is it anything like the first season?
What do you mean?
You know, I said before, you know, it was 80s theme, kids.
Yeah, the whole thing is still 80s theme, but the kids growing up a little bit, though.
Like Goonies feel to it. Now it's all scientific.
It's more science fiction, but.
Science fiction.
Science fiction. I don't know. It's still like a teenage show, mm-hmm. but just they be cussing up there a lot.
Oh, okay.
They do a lot of cussing or whatever. But
what's up with the kids' hair do?
Which one?
The flat top.
I mean, it fit with the times, really.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see the picture.
The picture looked crazy. Yeah. It's a show called Fallout.
Oh, you watching that? Is that a show? I thought that was a movie.
No, that's a show. Second season just came out, so.
That's from the video game, right?
Yeah, it's from a video game. I never played it, but the show is good. It got my man Walton Goggins in it.
Okay.
You ever seen Django? He played Billy Crass. And the white dude with the real country accent. He plays on a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. He basically played the same character on a lot of the stuff with the same accent, country accent. He played on the show called Vice Principals. He plays in the Righteous Gemstones. He's Uncle Baby Billy.
Same character, like you said.
Basically, yeah. Landman, watching that.
Yeah, I got to get back in it.
Of course, yeah, I watched the Dave Chappelle series, Unstoppable. It's a movie I watched called Relay. It stars this Arab dude. He plays in a lot of stuff. He always plays like a techie type dude, and it's about a guy. He runs, basically does like help with people that's trying to basically be like corporate stool pigeons. I forgot the name of it, but like, say like you work for a company. Say like some shit happened at where you work,
mm-hmm.
and you know they're doing some bad shit.
And you go back to the main people and let them know?
Well, kind of like that, but you take information, but you use him to make sure you protect it moving forward. It may be some environmental stuff that they hiding from the public or mm-hmm. some stuff like that. And he was like a go-between from the people and that to make sure they safe. He's like, if you release these documents, whatever, then we're going to release them to the public or whatever. Okay. You know what I'm saying? They pay the people off or whatever. He kind of helps them out. And so it's a whole series of things that happen with somebody that he does, and it's called Relay, mm-hmm. because the thing that he used to talk to the people is a relay service, and it's used for deaf people. Deaf people. So you would call the relay service, or the deaf person would call the relay service, and they would type everything out to the relay service. The relay service call you, and they talking to you, telling you what the deaf person is saying, mm-hmm. That they typing out or whatever. So that's how he would communicate with the people. That's why it's called Relay. But this is a real good movie, suspenseful action.
So he's a whistleblower.
No, he's not a whistleblower. That's the word I was thinking of. Uh-huh. Whistleblower. Yeah, corporate whistleblower.
Okay.
But the other people are kind of like whistleblowers, because it's really like stuff that help, like, the environment or whatever. They might be hiding, like, a product might be getting somebody sick or mm-hmm. something like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that's about. But it's a good show, though. Yeah.
What's the name of that other show, man? I was going to call you.
Matter of fact, it's a movie, not a show.
Oh, it is. Billy Bob Thornton, that one.
That's Landman.
Nah, not Billy Bob Thornton. Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke?
Yeah, what's the name of that?
It's a movie?
Nah, a series. I was looking for it, but I forgot the name of it.
What did it? Ethan Hawke?
He had the book, a bookstore.
Oh, and it came on FX.
Yeah, what's the name of that? You were watching that.
Yeah, I watched it too. I can't remember the name of it. Okay. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
You know what? I had to go on my damn notes for it. I was gonna call you earlier this week because I was.
It's called The Lowdown.
The Lowdown, yeah. I need to get back into that.
Yeah. Speaking of let's get into some of these emails.
Oh, emails.
You want to email us, djbladeshow@gmail.com. Got a couple while we were out. We got one from the homie Cheryl. Shout out to Cheryl.
Oh, yo.
Cheryl Poison.
Yo.
The email says, hey, Bo, you good? Hello, it's me. In my Cardi B voice. I don't know that Cardi B voice song or whatever. How are you fellas doing? Did you miss me? I'm so ready for the cold. I'm so ready for the cold weather, 2L. I want to rock my faux furs and look like somebody rich ass wife. Yes. L don't eat nothing, man. Oh, L don't eat nothing, man. I love eggs. Boiled eggs, deviled eggs, scrambled eggs, fried eggs, omeleted eggs. Yeah. I know that's not a word, but oh well. Give me extra eggs and add peppers to my fried rice, too. What is a soft hot dog? A boiled hot dog? You like your hot dogs grilled or fried, L?
I like them either or, but there's a difference. Like Nathan hot dogs, if you boil them, they're soft. If you fry them, they're still soft in the middle. Like when you bite into it, it's soft.
Okay.
Pause. All the way.
L was waiting on the perfect time to tell his accident story. B said, I don't care. I got packages to deliver.
Are you good, Bo?
I hope B don't see me on the side of the street and drive by.
It's over. He can keep on going.
L is a good guy. I believe in karma and horoscopes. Because my descriptions always be on point. Sagittarius don't take no shit. I don't believe in karma or horoscopes. For the most part. I don't believe in karma. I don't believe in karma how people believe in karma. Like, if you do bad, something bad will happen to you.
Yeah.
It's going to come back. I don't believe that.
Okay.
Not really. I believe, like, if you do enough bad, eventually it's going to turn. But that's just, you know, like, I might smack you, get away with smacking you. Mm-hmm. But if I keep going around smacking people, eventually, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm like. I might smack you on a good day. You might be the nigga that not to smack, but I might smack you on a good day. And you like, nah, I'm going to let him live. I might learn my lesson by smacking you that day. Well, you know what? He let me live. I need to stop smacking people. And then that might be the end of it. But I don't believe, like, I pinch you or I do something bad to you, it's going to come right back on me or something like that. Like, I don't believe that. And horoscopes, I just think that's bullshit. Period. What about you? You believe in horoscopes?
I don't know about horoscopes because I haven't read a horoscope since the 80s when you was a kid. Like, oh, what does this mean?
It was one dude. He was like, he was on Twitter. And he was like, he had told a girl, like, he said something And the girl's like, what's your sign? He was like, yeah, I'm a Leo. She's like, uh-huh, that's something just like what a Leo would say. He's like, yeah, see you lying, bitch. I'm a Sagittarius. She's like, that's something Sagittarius do. See, I got your ass again, bitch. I'm a Taurus. Like, the shit don't matter. Like, sometimes people just be making that shit up, man.
So what they say about cancers is?
All that shit, man. You just trying to use that shit because you a bad person.
What? A cancer's a bad person?
No, I'm just saying, like, they'd be like, well, I'm a Sagittarius. What they say? I'm a Scorpio. You know we sexy. We love sex. No, bitch, you just a hoe.
You just a hoe.
Vic was right. L talking about B figure was crazy. Men do not have a figure. B, you don't look like a truck driving stud. Thank you. Misa is Justin's mom. And Quincy belongs to Al, be sure. Pretty Al, what they call him.
Yeah.
And Kim. Yeah. They say Justin belongs to one of Diddy's former bodyguards. So Diddy might not be Justin's father, but you ain't heard that from me.
Justin's the light-skinned one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Wolf's son.
And it's crazy because he the one who went to college to play football, too.
Who?
Yeah, he went to UCLA. He played football at UCLA.
Yep. He looked just like Wolf.
That's what they say? Killed.
Yeah, he looked just like him.
She said the first couple of Knives Out was pretty good. So Wake Up Dead Man is on my watch list. It was good. It was kind of long. That movie was kind of long though. But it was good though.
Yeah.
She said, I love Mel Kingstown. The scene when they had his brother on the table about to push his grill in and made him sing and make him sing Iconelli, put it in my motherfucking mouth, had me on the edge of my bed.
What? I don't remember that.
Yeah, I remember when they took his brother. The white supremacist dude took his brother and they had him in the
That was all set. That was sketchy to me. Like when it was happening, I was like, nah, this is
fake. Yeah, this ain't gonna go. Yeah, so
they ain't gonna really do it to him.
Yeah. She says Landman is on my watch list too, but I couldn't really rock with Stranger Things. How much is Apple TV? I think B is the only person I know who has Apple TV. Big money grip. Now I had got it for free when I bought a new phone. So you get it like, when you buy a new Apple product, you get like 3 months or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give y'all props though, because y'all keep us up on the good shows and movies to watch. That's what I'm here for. She said, I was one of the goofy motherfuckers that wanted Derek to stay on the run. I do goofy shit sometimes. Sue me. Yeah, you getting sued. That motherfucker killed about 8 people and shit. Free Derek.
Free him.
Lock that nigga up.
Yeah, free him, man. Free him.
It was a meme like, free so-and-so, and somebody was like, nah, what that nigga do, though?
Yeah, hell yeah.
What that nigga do?
I don't trust it.
Said, that delivery driver is the reason why I don't want no DoorDash. I'll just get my lazy ass up and go get my food. B, if you sprayed around a brown paper bag, whatever you spray is going to get in that bag. Do you not see how much grease from the fries seeps through? Great show as always. Look forward to the next one. The one and only Cheryl Poison. Yeah, that's true. You know, with grease and shit, it do get through. And speaking, well, we'll talk about some more delivery shit in a second. We got another email from the homie, DJ High Star. Shout out to High Star, man.
High Star been on vacation, baby.
High Star been doing his own show.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Mandatory Overtime. Real good show. High Star put a lot of work into that show, boy.
Hold on, let me put it on the radar.
He show good, man. Okay. He do good work. High Star smart as fuck, too.
Yeah.
He says, "Yer, what up, fam? Hey, Bo, you good?
everybody started.
Hey,
that shit funny.
Was
to
I
me,
asshole?
Man.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just human. I got work to do.
We should have did a survey on
this
that.
Nigga. Ain't had to be goddamn Superman, Black Panther.
We should.
This nigga want to be Kal-El. He Kal-El. That's him now. His new name, Kal-El.
We should have did a survey, man.
Yeah. He said, I'm glad you got that up off your chest last week. Nothing funnier than picturing Beezy's side profile, delivery truck door open, giving L the Charlie Murphy stare while L is drenched in sweat.
I'm telling you, I was sitting on the damn, on the wheel like.
Did I look at you?
Yeah, man, you said.
I threw the hand up. I did like that.
You said something. You said something.
Yeah.
You all right, Bo?
Who shot you?
You all right, Bo? Oh, my God. That's funny,
he said, I'm
man.
Glad that's all in the past now. And we can laugh at it. Can we laugh at it?
Yeah, I'm still laughing. That's okay. Funny right. to me, man.
That nigga was holding the grudge. He's like, you remember that time?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. And I saw you in the barbershop. I remember that time in the barbershop, too. I was like, man, he must be got me mad. He must be mad at me about some affiliations. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really fuck with them. That's really what I thought. I was like, I don't really mess with them other niggas.
What other niggas?
I'll tell you off mic.
Nah, fuck it, man. No, go I'll tell you ahead. Off mic. New year, baby.
No. I'm going to tell you off mic. This is
oh,
same, yeah.
Oh, I know you're yeah, talking you about. I know you're talking yeah, about. Yeah. You talk about club stuff? Yeah, I know you're talking about. I got you.
I'm glad that's all in the past now. We can laugh at it. Joke. I'll just, well, he said, jokes aside, y'all ever think about other people that may be holding a grudge against you that you don't know about?
Yeah.
But well,
You know what? I'm going to say it like this. I wasn't holding a grudge. Because if I was holding a grudge, I wouldn't have came and picked him up. Shit, we wouldn't have got to the point of picking him up. We wouldn't have did no recording ever.
You might have just... You came to Crux.
I said I would never have came to Crux.
Well, I mean, yeah, you did do stuff for us.
Yeah, so. I never would have came.
But like, you could have might have been like, well, I might just, you know, this might be beneficial.
You know I don't work like that.
I don't know. I didn't know you had a grudge for 12 years.
It wasn't a grudge.
You know how many jobs I've had since FedEx?
It wasn't a grudge. It was just one of those things you keep in the back of your mind. Nigga leg hanging out the door.
Especially I was on East McKeever too. Yeah, nigga, that's my neighborhood.
Oh, man.
Riding. I'm feeling comfortable. Here this nigga go. Wanna be Kal-El.
You all right, Bo?
That's what I did when I called.
Yeah, man.
You can hear the wind in the background.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I don't look at it as a grudge.
I'm glad
I can hold grudges though.
I'm
probably the worst. Like there's some people I hold the grudge to for so long I forgot what the grudge was for.
But do you think people got grudges against you?
Yeah.
Do you ever think about it?
Just like, no, I don't care.
I don't think about it. But if
I don't care.
Let's say like I said, like when I saw you in the barbershop, you kind of gave me the cold shoulder.
I still said what up, though.
Yeah, but it was like I know you from the streets.
Yeah. Come back to the show here. You're buffering.
I got a text. Some family member passed. But,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, laugh at that, nigga. Exactly. Get your ass right in order then. Oh, I'm sorry. Come back to the show. God damn, my 90-something-year-old uncle passed. And you want to, yeah, you don't know what's going on over here, man.
Sorry to hear it.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out to my uncle, man. Yeah. It was like a, yo, what up? Like, I know you from seeing you out in public,
but I don't
know you enough that I done dapped you up in. Was that after?
Nah, we knew each other when you came in the barbershop. We was already cool enough.
Yeah, because I had been to your studio and.
Nah, this was before the studio.
No, this was after the studio because this was after. Blaze had passed. Nah, so I had moved. I had to move here then, and by the time I moved here, because when I was gonna use your studio, I was living in Columbia.
So I was coming from the studio at that accident.
That's what I'm saying. I hadn't been to your studio before.
After? I guess.
Like 2018.
I got the pictures.
You know what? It might have been before then. If it was before the studio, me coming to the studio then.
I think it was.
If it was before then I knew you, but I ain't knew how cool we were.
Man,
I had your number though. So if I had your number, it had to be cool. After that.
You know how many? Remember the times I used to come to Blaze House. You'd be there,
I didn't get your number until after he passed though.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying it probably was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, I apologize. I'm sorry. This nigga had an 8-year grudge against
me. It's not a grudge. It's one of those things.
A vendetta.
You keep
V
it
for
the,
vendetta.
You keep it in the back of your mind.
V for vendetta. But yeah. I don't think about it, but like sometimes, like if you go, like I'm in a group or whatever, like a Facebook group. There's like 100 people in the group or whatever, and like a couple times I'll be like commenting on stuff, and like if you look at the comments, you see the number of people comment, and it was like 6 people commenting. It was 6 comments, and I looked at the comments. I was like, it's only 3.
Oh, the other people had you blocked.
Somebody had me blocked. I was like, yo, who got me blocked? And everybody was laughing, and somebody came back and told me. I was like, why this nigga got me blocked? I ain't never even talked to this nigga. He just blocked me for, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never had no dealings with the dude.
You know what it was for?
No, I still don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm like, if somebody blocked me, like, most of the time, most of the stuff I do be for jokes or whatever, unless, you know what I'm saying, it ain't really too serious, because I don't really take myself too serious.
You know, sometimes, you know the ones I care about?
What?
The ones where I know is a misunderstanding.
Yeah, you just want to get the misunderstanding.
Yeah, I don't even care if we eating cool after. I just want that misunderstanding.
I had one like that.
I had one recently, like my work situation, you know, problem at work.
Yeah, it was situation. A misunderstanding.
It wasn't even misunderstanding.
He tried to put that jacket on you.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
But, you know, after that, it was like, oh, well. But, you know, those are the only ones I think about.
Yeah.
Certain ones, I don't care. Like,
hey. Like I had a misunderstanding one time where I was at work, and I had a dude, me and him was cool or whatever. And he thought I didn't check on him because he had helped some people out. He was on the side of the road.
I believe him.
So
to answer his question, you do care sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we both do care.
Yeah.
At times.
I care when it's brought to my attention, but I don't walk around with that. Like, I wonder if somebody got a grudge against me. You know what I'm saying? So like, if it's somebody I feel like I'm a certain level of cool with, and they don't speak to me a certain way like they used to, or they treat me a certain way. Like, for the most part, I try to like even if I'm going through something bad, we come into contact or you greet or whatever, I try to be the same way all the time and not let outside stuff affect how I treat people.
Yeah.
So sometimes I give people that kind of grace, but sometimes some people, like, they'll treat you like shit and you might think it's you, but really it's just they going through something
there,
you know what I'm saying? So I try not to think about it like that.
Yeah, I don't really, when you see me, I got the same attitude all the time. Even when I'm mad, I might have the same attitude, but it's going to be pointed, but the anger is going to be pointed to somebody else. I could be going through something bad, but I still got to, shoot, look at last year. We get ready to record. I get word my mother dies.
Yeah.
I still went on. Like, you still wouldn't know what show that was. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, cases like that, I try to.
Yeah.
I don't want the way I feel to, you know.
And I think, but me and you kind of like the same as far as like pretty even keel when we dealing with people or whatever. Like, we ain't like hype. Like, I be saying shit on here, but really, I'm real laid back or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, with people like that, once you start talking to them in a conversation, then you'll see where they are.
Yeah.
So, like, but some people, sometimes they, like, real hyper and, hey, and all this and that.
Yeah.
And when they feeling down, you can kind of see it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if somebody's like, yo, what up, all the time, or when you first greet them, it's, yo, what up, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's harder to tell whether or not something going on.
Yeah, yeah.
But he says, I'm similar to, he said, I'm glad you shared that. It makes me think about how I show up for my people. He said, I'm similar to Be Easy. I feel like he would have stopped had he known it was super severe.
What?
Or you were in danger. Yeah, that's why I called.
Go back to the story, man.
If I didn't call,
there was one car flipped over in the ditch.
No, but I called, though.
Hold on now. There was one car flipped over in the ditch. I'm sitting on that car.
But your car was clean.
Where my car was.
I did. Your car was. I had passed your car.
You know what you said?
What?
You all right, Bo? Was you in that accident? I wish I still had that message.
No, I called to make sure.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, it was a message. You didn't even answer the phone.
I got you. Nah, you sent the message up. No, you called, but
I called.
I had to get on the phone. I was still dealing with it.
Oh, okay, okay. But he said, but enough on that. What's good? So I wanted to talk about two shows and movies I've seen recently. First is on Prime, an Allen Iverson documentary. Shit is fire. I like Allen Iverson for what he did with the culture and all of that, but when he came along, he was a little different.
He was rough around the edges.
Yeah, and
it was the first time the hood really showed up.
I don't even call him the hood, like, because the hood is in the NBA. Was in the NBA before him.
Yeah, but I think his hoodish ways, he didn't have like the people tell him, hey, don't do that, or you shouldn't do this, or you shouldn't do that.
I just think he just did what he wanted to do. Because like, he just was like younger and, well, not even younger. He just took like more of the hip hop type stuff. And mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like they would, when they would come to work, they would treat it like work. They would dress, they would come to the arena with suits on and
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? And he would come with jerseys and then he had the braids and all of this stuff and the tattoos all over the place. Well, Dennis Rodman did that too though. Tattoos
Chuck,
and stuff.
Chuck came through anyway. Yeah. Anyway he wanted to.
Yeah. But I don't know. He just wasn't my player back then. Now these niggas dressing like they're fashion models. But that's what, like, when you make that kind of money though, I don't want you to dress like a regular person. I want you to dress like you got that money. Set yourself apart from us. Don't try to be like regular people. I don't want to see you dress like a regular person. I don't want you to wear stuff that I can wear. I want you, like, if I can go and get it, nope, I don't want to see you wearing it. You know what I'm saying? I want to see you with exclusive stuff on because you make exclusive money. Don't drive a Tahoe. Drive something that somebody that I can't, something that I can't get. I don't want to relate to you. I can't relate to you. You 6'9". You know what I'm saying? Like,
my dick is bigger than yours.
I don't want to relate to y'all niggas, man. Be extraordinary. Wear them fool clothes. I like, wear them fool clothes.
Like the clothes they wearing now?
Yeah, wear all that fool stuff. I mean, it's a level to it, you know. Everybody ain't got to dress like Westbrook. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it'd be different. But yeah, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it. You watched the documentary?
No, I didn't watch it. I didn't know it was out. I seen previews for it, but I didn't know it was out.
Yeah, it's on Prime.
Okay.
He said shoes. No, I think he meant shows. Shows a lot of early footage of his life, and he's real good. He's just real good at revisiting that time and showing everything he went through. I met his mama before. A friend of mine, her brother played on his mom. His mama had like a semi-pro basketball team or something like that, and they were in Richmond. I met his mama there one time. And then the dude went on to play for the Lakers for a little while. But yeah, she was cool. His mom was cool. I think I played ball at their high school one time too.
In Virginia?
Uh-huh. Like played basketball.
Oh, I didn't know he went to high school in Virginia.
Yeah, he from Virginia.
I thought he was from like D.C. or somewhere.
Nah, he from like the Newport News area.
Oh, word. Oh, yeah. Okay.
second was the installment, was the latest installment in the Knives Out mystery movie series. Y'all familiar? Yeah. This one was called, Cheryl just said it. But yeah, we watched it. The part three did not disappoint. They bought in Mila Kunis out, Kerry Washington, Jeremy Renner, Glenn Close, and a bunch of others from Hollywood. The reason one is called Wake Up Dead Man. Yeah, that's it. And it's set in a church. Daniel Craig as Benoit Blanc always gives good performances. Yeah, he does play that character good. Y'all have anything new y'all been watching lately? Yep. Rewind. Appreciate the question you asked in my show, bro. A lot of Chance, J.I.D., and Cesar in my listings on this past year. What about y'all? What have y'all been listening to this year? Have a good week, my brothers. I got to send an email for this week's episode, too. I had some stuff I was thinking about from this show. Yeah, did we do that?
No, we didn't.
We never did it.
We were going to do it last week. Well, the week before.
Let me see. Let me pull up mine.
I've been listening to Lucky Days. What's the guy? Brent
Fires.
Fires.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heavy.
My year. It said I listened to 487 unique artists. My top artists are Jay-Z. Well, Jeezy was number one. Jay-Z was number two. Fredo Bang was three. Trap Dicky was four. Currency was five. DJ Drama was six. But I think that was because I was listening to Trapper Die 2 mixtape a lot. And that's Jeezy Jones. Seven was Pusha T. Eight was Clips. Nine was Malice. And 10 was Alchemist.
How you do that? Here, do mine. Pause.
What you on? You on Tidal? I'm on Tidal. Okay. You got to go find your year in review or something like that.
I had it at one time.
I don't know if, yeah. And this is the first time Tidal had did this. While you look at my top albums, Trap or Die 2, Creature Music, that's Fredo Bang. Goated. It's a Jeezy album somebody put together. Thug Motivation 101. Currency came out with an album called 915. The Clips, Let God Sort Them Out. Still Snowing by Jeezy. Alfredo 2 by Freddie Gibbs. Seen It All. That's Jeezy. But that really off of one song from Jeezy. And then In My Lifetime Volume 1 by Jay-Z.
Do you replay a lot of like songs, certain songs over and over?
I mean, if I'm listening to it, like, if they on like a playlist or whatever, yeah.
Okay. I found mine.
Okay. Top artists.
Top artists. How many did you do?
Just 10. Top 10.
Number one, Drake. Ghostface. Number two, Chris Brown. Number three.
Interesting. Why? Because when the Kendrick stuff was going on, you was like, I just don't. You and Stucky was real hard pressed on the, and I couldn't understand. Now I understand why Drake is your number one artist, but continue, beloved.
Oh, where else? Number four, Young Dolph.
Dolph?
Yeah, number five. Fabulous. Number six, Brent Faiyaz. Number seven, Ty Dolla Signs.
Ty Dillerson.
Eight God. I'm sorry, Great God.
Who's that?
He's from, he's like.
Who he with?
He by himself. He's like from Harlem.
Oh.
Wears a mask all the time.
Like every, Doom?
Yeah, but it's like a silk mask or like fully masked.
Okay.
Nobody even know what he looked like. And Division number 10.
Who's number nine?
Number nine. Oh, Tory Lanez.
Jesus, you listen to Tory Lanez?
Of course.
You got some questionable listening.
And matter of fact, go back because I think. They just dropped all three of his Chinks tapes on streaming platforms.
What's your top 10 albums?
Do the show that?
I don't know. I know the title just did.
Top 10 songs. Okay, albums. Number one is Only Built for Cuban Links, Raekwon.
Two?
Number two
the is... The first one?
Nah, that's the first one. Yeah, the first one.
Okay.
Supreme Clientele, Part 2. Hey, how'd that make that?
That's the new one?
Yeah, that's the new one.
You said it was whack, ain't it?
It wasn't whack, but it was, I mean, it was cool.
Yeah, okay.
The Re-Rock by Great God. That was number three.
Okay.
Four is What's the Album by Redman.
The old?
Yep. Five, Supreme Clientele. The first one, Ghostface. Number six, Animal Ambition by 50 Cent. Number seven, Summertime Shootout. Fabulous.
Go ahead. No, I was going to ask by who.
Oh, Fabulous. Number eight, Into the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers. Number nine, I don't know how that got there. Capital Punishment, Big Pun.
Number is the number 10 out of New York?
Yeah.
Who is number 10?
Ghostface Killer, Iron Man.
That's New York.
I said, yeah, you asked me.
I say it's number 10 out of New York. Like, is it outside of New York?
Oh, no, I thought you meant out of
Everything's in New York outside of Redman. He's in New Jersey, which don't count because he's right across the bridge.
Yeah, I don't know why this is like
Jesus
that.
Christ, man.
I don't know why it's like this.
At least mine was all over the place.
This ain't right, though. This ain't right.
No, it's right. They got analytics. You and Yoshi need to ride back and forth 95 up in the New York, listen to that same New York music. Supreme Clientele and Only Built for Cuban Links being your top one for the year is
crazy. I can't believe that. Yeah, I don't. Maybe because when I do listen to it, I listen to the whole thing.
Blame Apple. let's see. I guess we'll do a story or two before we get out of here.
Yeah, don't rush it, baby. Don't rush it, baby.
Nah, my uncle died. I got to get out of here.
All right.
I guess over the week, couple weeks, a story came out, well, video came out of fake UPS drivers.
Oh, word.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what they were there for, right?
They saying it was drugs.
They said the kid was a reseller. Sneakers, too.
Really?
Yeah, but they wasn't there for that.
See, I heard drugs.
Money. Yeah, they wasn't.
I heard it was drugs, about drugs.
I believe it. They came
I don't know.
There. They were smacking people around. You seen the full videos?
Oh, yeah. No, I saw a part of it, but I didn't want to watch.
They had a kid running around. They were still smacking people with guns.
Yeah. When he first smacked the mama, I was like, yeah, I can't watch this.
They were shooting in the house?
No, they killed them.
Well, I heard the shooting.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know when this happened? Right off the top of your head, do you know?
2 weeks ago.
No, it didn't happen 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
It happened almost 2 years ago.
Get out of here.
It happened January 24th, 2024. Yeah, the videos just came out, I think because the guys just got sentenced.
Oh, okay. But I thought this was one of those articles I put in and the shit had the wrong time.
No, you ain't even put it in.
Oh, okay.
Because it came out, and I remember when the video first dropped, and then like maybe like 6 hours later, they was like, they caught the dudes or whatever, and they showed a picture of the three dudes.
Yeah.
And I was like, how did they catch them so fast? Like, and then like a day or so ago or whatever, I heard somebody saying that it happened last year. And it really, I mean, it happened last year, but it happened almost 2 years ago.
Oh, word.
And then I went and looked, and one thing I was wondering was like, how did they get all of those UPS uniforms? One of the guys actually did. He was like a seasonal worker for UPS.
And worked there one time.
And worked there, yeah.
Yeah.
And he used it. But that made me think about like at your school or wherever you work, like when people are places like you don't recognize them,
mm-hmm.
do you still let them go through even though they got the uniform on? You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, like a UPS driver coming in?
A UPS driver. Like,
yeah, it's hard.
When I used to work for Pepsi, and I was delivering to a Walmart. It was my first time there. And I was like behind the, like, I was back, what they call it? In the stock room or whatever, walking to the break room to go to their machine.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy looked at me, and I know he looked at me like, what this dude doing back here? He ain't, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I guess he saw the uniform or whatever, but I could see him look. You know, somebody walk past you and they look back or whatever. He did that.
Yeah,
I could tell he wanted to say something, but he didn't. I wonder how much do people like do that, like, and to not have a confrontation, they just let the people go.
Oh, black people do it all the time, but Karens don't. They stop you.
Nah, but it be white people too, though.
Yeah, I know, but Karens be the one, they always stop you.
Well, they stop you if you in regular clothes. You know what I'm saying? But if you got the uniform on, sometimes people don't stop you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, that's a hard one. Because even if they had like say they came to your office with a lanyard.
Yeah.
You're just going to be like, okay, you must work here.
You might look at them or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like my job now, like in the tower where they call it the sales tower or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's where the managers sit. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You discussing somebody's credit rating, mm-hmm. stuff like that. They really don't want people in there that's not supposed to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, like, people will just walk in there, like regular customers or somebody walking in there, like, they may be there for something like car business related and they need to talk to a manager. But, like, sometimes a manager might be like, yeah, who are you? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, but mm-hmm. like you say, they got a lanyard on or they might have a vest on. You know, they're there to deliver a car or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, sometimes, man, you just if you got the confident walk,
oh yeah,
and you got the uniform on, people will just let you go
that
anywhere.
That lets you go anywhere. Yep. I'm telling you, because most of the time, people might be like us. We might not say nothing, but we wait for the person around us to say it.
Yeah,
and then we be like, yeah, man, what are you doing back here?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
that's what I do. I look at somebody next to me like, you know, man, and. I'll go off of what they're going to go.
Yeah.
And then I'll, you know, most of the time, that's what I do. I
wonder if things have changed now that this video has come out. Like, would people be more like.
That's a hard one. Because right now, UPS come to your door right now, you're going to open it.
But I mean, oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, if they come to my door, I wait for them to leave because I don't really like interacting with people like that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just drop the package out because I'm going to get it.
Okay.
I don't need a signature.
That nigga was banging on that door.
Yeah, like, come on, man. And, like, you know when you order something, you need a... Yeah, UPS don't even bang on the door like that.
He was banging.
Yeah, I didn't even see that part. Yeah. I just saw the part where they got my man and walked him in the house, the son.
It was two of them standing outside. He was doing the banging. And then when they finally got the door open to get inside, the third guy came from across the street.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. But, yeah, when I worked for FedEx, sometimes I didn't have my FedEx truck. I would be in like a rental truck.
Mm.
So it'd be a budget box truck. And sometimes I pull in people's yard and they'd be like, who are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? And I look down at my shirt, like, FedEx. I'm like, I got a package for you, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be like that. But for the most part, people don't be looking. They don't be paying attention. Like, they don't care. They just gone. And I think most of it is them not wanting to have confrontation. But I want to see what you thought about that. Like, do you, cuz, and especially like with your position.
Mm, yeah. Even there's a lot of people that come through my job and I don't know them. A lot of people that come through and the people that I'm standing next to that's supposed to know them, they don't know them. Cuz it's not hard to get through that front door.
Yeah.
And you know, it might be a contractor or something like that. Sometime, you know, hey, we got such in the building. But most of the time that's too late cuz I already saw them.
Yeah, sometimes like Some places, like, you get access to them or whatever, and they say, no, don't let anybody tailgate in and stuff like mm-hmm. that. I don't do stuff like that because you don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It might seem like a, you know, you being a jerk or whatever, but, man, you just don't know, man.
Oh, yeah. I do that at my storage place.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because yeah. I'm the one to let him in and mess around. He rob my stuff or uh-huh. whatever, you know, whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And you wind up being liable. Mm-hmm. Let's see before we get out of here.
Yeah,
I guess we talk about some of these deaths. Before we get out of here,
it's a good amount.
Did you know this Mickey Lee guy from Big Brother? You watch Big Brother?
Nah, I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't. I just put it up. I just threw it up.
Okay.
Big Brother was good in the first three seasons. Maybe I was into it.
I never really watched it.
Yeah, but this was back in the day when nothing else was on. I mean, it was
what?
Yeah, CBS. CBS was big at. Probably the early 99, 2000s.
You say nothing else was on?
Yep.
Okay.
That was the big thing. Because you know what it was? It was the spark of a reality TV show.
No. Shows,
besides MTV.
Okay. Clean that up. I don't want to get text messages about that.
Yeah, it was the you know, the... It was the early stages.
I knew Big Brother was out in 99, though.
Yeah, it was, let's see. Go ahead.
Another death was Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle. Rob Reiner, he used to play on All in the Family. I didn't know he was like...
Meathead.
That was his name?
Yeah, Archie used to call him Big Meathead.
He was like... I think he played like a character that was kind of like progressive on the show. Like, because... Archie's character was kind of racist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that character was like, kind of like progressive, whatever. He was like that in real life. Like progressive and did stuff for like marginalized society.
Oh, okay.
Whatever, yeah. And when he died, Trump said some negative stuff about him or whatever.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but they saying his son killed him. Killed him and his wife.
Yeah,
so they stabbed
him and his wife, yeah.
They stabbed him, shoot him.
I don't remember.
Mm.
It was what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
like that.
I don't remember.
Then the last one. Oh, you was about to say something?
Big Brother came out in 2000.
2000.
Yeah.
Okay, you was close. You was right there on it. Then the last one, James Ransone. He played on The Wire.
Yeah,
he played,
man.
Ziggy on The
Ziggy,
Wire.
Ziggy, man.
He said he played in It Chapter 2. I didn't watch that, though.
Chapter 2.
Yeah, It Chapter 2, the movie that came out not too long ago. Yeah.
I don't remember part 2.
He played in the show called Generation Kill, too. It was about Marines in like Iraq or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good show. But yeah, most people remember him as Ziggy.
Ziggy,
off
yeah.
The Wire.
That's why I sent it to you.
Yeah, that was like his breakout. But was it, he was 46.
Suicide.
Oh, it was?
Suicide, yeah.
Oh, damn, that's crazy. Oh, I wonder if he was like more like his Ziggy character than we knew.
I would guess that Ziggy character is something that you would think he would do that.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Ziggy? Ziggy got killed?
Yeah, he got killed. He, no.
He killed himself? Who?
No, he killed a Greek.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Killed, well, not the Greek. He killed, what's my man that worked in the, in the, parts store in the little, in the young boy. He shot him.
Yeah.
And he got what am I trying to say? He got arrested, but he didn't get killed in jail. He just got arrested. He got beat up. That was the last we saw him.
And then the father came
to see him in jail. Yeah.
Did his father take the rap for him?
No, he couldn't because his father died. He couldn't take the rap. The kid got shot, but he didn't die. He told what happened.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that was the last death, man. It's a sad way to go. You never know what people are going through.
Yeah, man.
In their life.
Yeah.
One last thing before we get out of here. And this one is, this happened in Orlando.
Orlando?
Yeah.
Florida.
Oh, shoot. What in the world?
Orlando, Florida.
There we go.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Because these blessings come from God, because I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Oh. Man, use fake money to steal a $115,000 watch from a seller. This happened in Florida. It says a man wanted on an active Florida warrant was taken into custody Monday at Cyril E. King Airport in the U.S. Virgin Islands after being linked to a violent theft in Orlando. He used fake money to steal
He used a violent. It was violent, or he used fake money.
It said both. Let me go to the original. Was this a video?
And they say you better take it.
That was it. That was the whole story. I know I didn't put this motherfucker. Let me go to this other story.
Real I put quick. It in.
Had to. It was just a video. It wasn't a whole article. I got one, y'all. Palm Beach County woman gets 20 years for masterminding a nationwide phone hijack scam. State Attorney Alexia Cox announced on Thursday that Khadijah Sales was found guilty of 18 felony charges, including stealing personal information and grand theft involving over $100,000. Says the police department, Palm Beach Police Department arrested Sales after a 75-year-old victim reported suspicious activity on his AT&T account. The victim had received a call from someone pretending to be an AT&T representative who tricked them into sharing a verification code.
Mm-hmm.
This allowed the scammers to transfer his phone number to Verizon, essentially stealing it. After gaining control of the victim's number, the fraudster attempted to access his bank and email accounts. The victim discovered that his Apple account was also compromised. Investigators traced the unknown address to Sales, who had a history of similar fraud in Virginia. Further investigation revealed two significant wire transfer attempts totaling $220,000 aimed at untraceable accounts. Another victim from Las Vegas reported that his phone number had also been stolen, and officers found photos synced to his iCloud from Sales. On May 5th, police searched Sales' home and found a notebook containing personal information of over 50 victims, along with her electronics and more than $15,000 to be believed as stolen money. So yeah, if y'all get these random texts with a link, don't click the link. Don't respond to the text. Just don't do nothing. They were doing it with US like USPS text, like your package is delivered, click here to see where your package is and all kind of stuff. So yeah, y'all you gotta be vigilant yourself. Cause some of that stuff is your fault. You know. But yeah. That's all I got today, man. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. If you haven't subscribed on YouTube, please subscribe. DJ Blaze Show on YouTube. L.
Yo.
Let everybody know where they can find your social media.
You can find me at L Murphy on Facebook, or you can find me at Once Upon a Time in Music podcast.
And you can find me on Instagram at Preach_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. And also, you can find the show on YouTube at DJ Blaze Show. Please subscribe. At any rate, we'll see y'all next week. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your boy L.
And we out.
Peace, peace, peace.
Let those who have ears listen. Whoa, have you asked? This is the DJ Blaze Show.